building a dream home, it's exciting.
No.
But also kind of terrifying.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge undertaking.
You're literally building your future brick by brick.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, and stay with me here, what if you could navigate the wild world of German real estate, especially in those early stages, as easily as, like, using your favorite app?
Okay, now that would be game changing.
Well, that's exactly where we're headed in today's deep dive. We're about to explore Usign GmbH.
Ah, Usign GmbH. They're based in Berlin, right?
That's right.
An interactive design agency, really making waves in the design world, especially in the finance sector.
And often the finance sector can be, well, a little overwhelming, to put it mildly. We've got three pages from their website we're going to take a look at today.
Yeah, and one that immediately caught my eye, this project called Mein Project.
Which, for our listeners, means my project.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how they put the user right at the center of their design.
And it was actually created for a company called CreaLodge X, just to give you that context.
Right. And think of Mein Project as this digital sidekick, there with you every step of the way, to make the entire real estate journey way smoother, and maybe even, dare I say, enjoyable.
Sign me up for enjoyable.
Mm.
So what is it about Mein Project that makes it so unique?
So what's really cool about Mein Project is how seamlessly it blends in the financial planning aspect.
Yeah.
You're not just like picking out bathroom tiles, you know?
Yeah.
You're getting real-time budget updates, even exploring loan options, all within the same platform.
Okay, so it's like that reality check you need, but it doesn't feel like a downer. It's actually integrated into the fun stuff. So can I like virtually design my dream kitchen in this thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The website talks about how Mein Project has these visual planning tools built right in. Imagine you're mapping out your kitchen, you swap out those countertops for something fancier, boom, you see instantly how that impacts your budget.
No more frantic calculator tapping.
Exactly. It's all about giving the user, you, the power to play around with different options and stay organized.
Love it. So that's pretty cool, but I'm guessing there's more to my project than just that, right?
Oh, there's more. Way more. Like, they have a whole task management system built in, so
yeah.
Say goodbye to those sticky notes scattered everywhere. But honestly, my favorite part, their project diary feature.
Please tell me it's not just uploading construction selfies.
Not at all.
Mm.
It's about documenting those milestones, sharing the progress with your family and friends. And get this, at the end, you can even compile it all into a physical photo book.
Wait, a real hold it in your hands photo book in this digital age? That's genius.
Right. It's like they understand that building a home is more than just, you know, bricks and mortar. It's about memories.
Absolutely. Usign GmbH is onto something here. But I'm curious, this Mein Project, it seems really well thought out. Does it reflect how they approach design in general?
It totally does. And that's where their services page comes in. They have this three-pronged approach, and it's super interesting.
Okay, break it down for us.
So it all starts with strategy and concept, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Understanding the client's goals, but more importantly, the user's needs.
Because at the end of the day, the user is the one who's going to be interacting with whatever they design.
Exactly. So they're really thinking about the user experience. Like, if you're someone who's totally overwhelmed by the idea of building a house, how can we make this easier for you?
So it's more than just making it look pretty. It's about creating an experience that actually helps people.
Right. And that's where the second part comes in, UX and UI design.
And just a reminder for our listeners, that's user experience and user interface.
Yes. Thank you. It's about crafting those interfaces that are, yes, visually appealing, but also a joy to use. They have to be intuitive.
Okay. So how do they actually make that happen? This seamless blend of design and technology.
Well, let's go back to my project for a second. They could have easily created something that was, you know, clunky and confusing.
Right.
But instead, they designed a system that guides you through each step of the process. They took something that could be overwhelming and made it almost like, I don't know, like playing a game.
They gamified home building.
Kind of. And that takes some serious technical skills, which brings us to the third part of their approach, development.
Because you can have the best blueprint in the world, but if you don't have skilled builders, it's meaningless.
Exactly. And they emphasize how important it is to seamlessly blend that design with the technology.
So Mein Project really shows they can walk the walk, not just talk the talk. But their website, it mentions a lot of other clients beyond just real estate. What else have they worked on? Their portfolio page, it's like a treasure trove. They've done so much more than just real estate.
Right. It's really impressive, actually.
We're talking everything from a customer relationship management system, like a CRM for banks, to a website redesign for the Bank für Sozialwirtschaft, which is the Bank for Social Economy.
Yeah. And what's fascinating to me is how you can see their design philosophy woven through all these different projects.
Like a common thread.
Exactly.
Right.
Take that CRM system, for example. They could have just slapped a fresh coat of paint on an old, glunky interface, right?
Right. The easy way out.
Right. But they didn't. They actually dug deep and reimagined the whole user experience, making it so much more intuitive for bank employees.
So it's not just about aesthetics. It's about actually making it work better.
Exactly. And it paid off, too. Their client actually reported that efficiency went up and even customer satisfaction improved.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. And it really proves their point. You know, when you prioritize the user, good things happen.
Absolutely. Their portfolio really showcases how they can adapt to different sectors, different challenges.
Hmm.
But out of all these projects, is there one that really stands out to you as a prime example of their unique approach?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There are so many good ones. But one that I keep coming back to is their work on a virtual memorial and information site.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
So it's called Gadencourt T4, and it's for victims of Nazi crimes.
That's incredibly heavy subject matter. I can't imagine the level of sensitivity required to design something like that.
It's about finding that balance, right, between providing information and creating a space for reflection.
Yeah.
And I think they did an incredible job.
It must have been challenging to create something that's both informative and emotionally resonant.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they managed to pull it off.
To take such a complex, sensitive topic and make it accessible in a digital space while still being respectful, that says a lot about their skills.
She really does. You sign GmbH, they get it.
Yeah.
Design isn't just about making things pretty. It's about shaping how we experience the world.
Even the most challenging parts of it.
Exactly.
It's really inspiring to see a company use their expertise in such a meaningful way. You know, it really makes you think about the potential of technology when it's used with that kind of intentionality.
Right. It challenges that whole idea of technology being cold and impersonal.
Totally. You sign GmbH. They're taking these things that can be so daunting, building a home, navigating the financial world, even grappling with history. And they're finding ways to make those experiences not just doable, but actually meaningful.
It's like they're cutting through all the noise, all the clutter, with this really thoughtful approach.
It's refreshing, honestly.
Definitely. It kind of makes you wonder, though, what if this approach, this focus on the human experience, what if it went beyond just these examples?
Right. What if we thought about healthcare, education, even government services through that lens?
Can you imagine if those systems were actually designed to be intuitive, even enjoyable to use?
It's like USign GmbH is showing us what's possible when we put people at the center.
It's not just about making things easier. It's about making them better, more humane, you know?
Absolutely. Well, that feels like the perfect note to end on. We've had a chance to really dive deep into the world of USign GmbH, explore their approach to design, and I think we've all learned something valuable along the way.
Definitely. It's inspiring stuff.
It is. So yeah. Next time you're using an app or navigating a website, take a moment to really think about how it makes you feel. Is it just functional? Or is it actually designed with you, the user, in mind?
That's something to think about.
It is. And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.